Safdie.com/credit.
You're listening to Safdie and Dick. Now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I feel a lot better than Bob.
Safdie and Dick on 950 KJR.
I know Brian Schmetzer likes winning matches in the MLS.
What a queen!
But I wonder if he likes them a little more when they went the way they did over the weekend against the LA Galaxy. 3-0.
Smoked them.
Wow. You had to sleep good after that match, huh?
I slept pretty good. I mean, I might have had a celebratory, you know, Heineken or something after the game, and I slept pretty well, Safdie.
I want to see what your level of superstition is with this question, Coach. That header that hit both posts in about the 81st or 82nd minute, is that one you wish you had, or are you glad it didn't go in because it means you'll get a 50-50 goal later in the year when you really need it?
You know, that's a great question because I always use Jimmy Gabriel, who was a Sounder legend back in the 70s and 80s, you know, he always said that the season always seems to even out, you know, luck, injuries, you know, some of those things, some of the superstitions. So I agree, and I think the season might be shaping up well because if you take Kellen's header off the double post, maybe we get a goal like that later in the year. And look, we had a couple injuries so far early this year, so maybe next year or later in the year we won't have as many injuries. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Jimmy's prediction to be true.
Well, Brian Schmetzer's with us, coming off their 3-0 win against the Galaxy, and here you got a guy like Chicharito, who had 5 goals in 2 games going into Sunday, and you shut his ass down. How did you do that?
Well, Shane did a great job in the middle of the back line of three. Yaimar started the game and did a great job. Nuhu, we've been talking about Nuhu. He was lights out. And then the key to that game, Safdie, was just denying him the ball. I mean, it was critical for us to, you know, make sure that he doesn't get the service that he wants. And the guys did that. I mean, the guys in midfield, the Alex and Brad Smith, they did a great job of preventing service into Chicharito.
So Brad Smith goes from scoreless for a career to goals in back-to-back games. So maybe describe the role change. Coach, why is he put in such a position now where he can score frequently?
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the guy hasn't scored goals maybe when he was U-12 or U-10 soccer. You know, maybe he scored a few goals because he was probably fast back then as well. But, you know, he scored a couple goals. He had an assist. You know, that goal that he scored, actually Alex Roldan and Brad, they were the two highest guys on the field. Our wingbacks were the highest guys on the field. So, you know, it's a little bit about the formation. It's a little bit about Brad just feeling pretty confident. You know, he loves Seattle. He loves being here. Loves playing here.
Yeah.
So it's probably a combination of a lot of things.
Brian, let me ask you this. All right. It's just the three of us talking, so don't worry about it. You know, Galaxy starting to turn into maybe a bit of a rival. Who knows? You know, some good matches with those guys. But how dumb is it that Chicharito has his nickname on his freaking jersey? I mean, really?
I mean, there's a lot of Brazilians that have one name on their back of their shirt. I mean, we use our last names in America. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, Pele. I mean, he had one name.
Yeah.
You know.
But this is this guy's nickname.
I like Chicharito. It's a good story. I'll give it to him. Sorry.
All right. Fine. How about Nico Lodero? Came off the bench against L.A. Is he starting against those bastards from down south on Sunday?
He is going to be involved in the game, Safdie. You know, he is such a big part of our team. And I have, you know, it was great for me to have the luxury of bringing a guy like that off the bench. And, you know, he sparked the game. Look, that game was, you guys are talking about 3-0 and we killed him. 2-0 is actually the most dangerous lead in soccer. So that was a little I wish Raul would have scored the third goal way before the 92nd minute.
Coach, congratulations. You got your whole team vaccinated. How were you able to do that? And what's the magic maybe you can spread to teams like the Mariners and Major League Baseball who are struggling a little bit?
Yeah. Dick, I didn't have to strong arm anybody real bad. I think we just, I think we just gave them good information. And it was, you know, hey, look, we're all in this together. And this is our team, and it's your team. And, you know, you guys got to watch out for yourselves. And I used that angle. Our doctors did a great job of making them feel safe with the vaccines. You know, the vaccines are safe.
Yeah.
And everybody just climbed on board the train, and we really didn't have many issues at all.
Wow. So nobody, no real hesitancy on the part of the guys?
No, not at all, Softy.
Good. Brian Schmetzer with us. So you'll have Portland tomorrow night on TV against Club America in the CONCACAF Champions League match down in Mexico City. How do you approach a match like that tomorrow on TV when you're playing these guys over the weekend?
Well, I'll be watching as a fan. I hate to say this, but I actually like Gio. I mean, he's a really nice guy. I mean, Portland's coach, Gio Savarese, he's a good guy, so I wish them some success in Champions League, of course. But I'll be watching as a fan. That's a tough place to play. We've played there before, you know. Didn't have a good result, but it's one of the shrines of Mexican soccer. Club America is one of the biggest clubs in the world. So they've got their work cut out for them. But it certainly helps us because, then they got to play us on Sunday, and then they got another midweek game, and then they got another game. Games are starting to stack up in MLS. So we'll see who they roll out against Club America and then who's going to be fit enough to start against us.
I saw where the Austin and San Jose home games, the dates moved. Can you fill me in on as why?
Well, TV. Okay. I mean, look, we're still, Dick, we're still a, you know, relatively smaller league compared to the big three or four hockey as far as our TV contracts are concerned. So whenever ESPN or Fox, they want to move something that works for their TV scheduling and we can, you know, help out to see if ratings get any better. I mean, that's the main driver of those game changes.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with a radio partner and their feelings. Nobody cares about those schmucks for crying out.
I care about you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. Brian, the Rainiers open up on Thursday. The Defiance of Tacoma will go on Sunday. So Tacoma getting some sports back, obviously great for them down south. I'm wondering who on the Defiance you'll be watching early in the season that could maybe join you guys later on this year.
Yeah, there's a kid called Obed. There's Reed. We talked about, you know, Reed Baker Whitting, Sissoko, the big center back, you know, Juan Alvarez. There's a good crop of young players. And then there is some established Defiance players that are kind of, you know, they're looking for their last shot at kind of making the first team. So I'm pretty excited about, you know, Wade Weber, a local guy, taking over the Defiance team. And, you know, he's a you know, hard-nosed, grit, determination, no-nonsense type of coach. So I'm looking forward to some of those games down there in Tacoma with Defiance.
I love it. Well, listen, good luck Sunday in Portland, and watch out for Neanderthals. They are all over the place in that city.
Down there, I know.
That's why we love you, Coach. Go get them this weekend. We'll talk in a week, man.
All right. Take care, you guys.
You got it, man. Brian Schmetzer with us on the air. The Kraken have a pretty cool thing going that everyone can be a part of. We're going to talk about that next right here on Sofia.